I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, folks, it's Andrew. It's OC night, and we've got Bahati Prinsloo, the model, who is also Adam Levine's wife, who is also a Victoria's Secret model, among other things, and Tamara Judge, also sitting in the audience. Tiffany of Mall Tour fame from the, would she be the 80s or 90s? 80s? Yeah. 80s, yeah, yeah. 80s, Mall Queen. So she's in the audience, and we're going to have her ask a question. I think she's a big OC fan, and she's in town and wanted to come. So who knew? She's walked the Victoria's Secret runway, and tonight she might spill some of Victoria's G's secrets, but in a fun way. It's Watch What Happens Live with Bahati Prinsloo and Tamara Judge now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Columbus Day. The holiday that gives us closed post offices and mixed feelings. My first guest is such a Bravo fan that while she's excited about the rumors that her husband's band Maroon 5 might play the Super Bowl, she's also maybe still hoping that Erica Jane will make the cut. Please welcome back supermodel Bahati Prinsloo. Between the stress of her husband's health, her foot injury, and her home renovations, my next guest is thrilled that her only responsibilities tonight are to sit and drink. Say hi to Real Housewives of Orange County, Tamara Judge. Great to see you. And the last time we saw her, we found out she had a new boyfriend who's handy with plumbing and has access to weed. So here to tell us if he has a single brother, it's Tamara's mom, Sandy Baker. Hey, Sandy. Great to see you. Sandy, you look like a million bucks.
Thank you. I feel like a million bucks.
Yeah. Are you still dating the guy?
Oh, hell yeah. He's a
good. I want to get started. It's great to see you again. We haven't seen you in a few years. I feel like since we last saw you, you've had two kids.
I did.
So, yeah. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
I took a break from the show.
Yes. I like it. You know, you don't realize it, but you and Tamara almost met.
Yes.
In 2014,
yes.
Let's show, because Tamara was stalking Adam Levine in Cabo, and she took that picture in Cabo.
She just told me,
isn't that hilarious?
We were at Edis.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Right. So everybody goes to Edis in Cabo. And you were sitting there. My girlfriend goes, that's Adam Levine. And that's his wife. They just got married. And I was over there going.
Amazing.
But you only took a picture of Adam.
No, because you were behind the person. You were behind somebody.
Who does?
Yes. But you were having a lot of fun.
Tamara, can you cross your legs, please? I'm on snatch guard tonight. Excuse me. Tonight, Vicky and Steve enjoyed some family time with a heaping side of awkward. Take a look.
Well, no, that's awkward. Isn't it weird that none of us are married? I'd like to be married. I told you right out of the gate, I'm not going to date you forever. There has to be an end goal. If not, I'm going to carry on. Michael, your window's closing in. You're good at 30, but I would say by 32, we should be pregnant. Mandy, you too.
I just want another dog. I was going to say, I think we're just going to have a bunch of pugs.
I'm only sad on this family time if you don't have children, because we'll be dead.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, first poll of the night, go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, is Vicky's love tank making her too pushy? That is such a good question. Do you think Vicky's love tank is making her too pushy, guys?
Vicky is pushy.
Like, right, okay. I mean, so it's not necessarily. She's only pushy. And it looks like a landslide. Yes. Hovering at 96% of the vote. By the way, I asked Tamara to cross her legs, and she said...
You're an asshole.
No, but you know. And then I said I was trying to protect you.
And you said you're the first person to ever ask me to close my legs.
Yes, exactly. Emily is hoping to have another baby, but her husband, Shane, is not exactly enthused by the idea. Take a look. I want your opinion.
Okay. I am going to see Dr. Najma Abadi on Tuesday.
Say hi to him for me.
I know that you're not really on board as far as having other children, but I always wanted more than one girl.
I want to be 6 feet tall, but it's not going to happen, so. I don't feel it's really right that you keep pushing me in that direction.
What do I do? What do we do with the embryos? I mean, that makes me sad.
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
It doesn't seem like she's going to get what she wants there, right?
No. He's, set.
Right. Okay, guess what, you guys? You can vote now in the Real Housewives Awards. Go to bravotv.com/RH Awards. Tamara's nominated for 3 awards.
Oh.
Congratulations. We're going to reveal the results on this show at the end of the month while we wait for your question. So you're still, by the way, you watch OC, Vanderpump.
Love Vanderpump, love OC, Below Deck, Mediterranean.
Wow.
Just.
Good.
Can't wait to go to Tom Tom the rest
yes,
of the
all right. Yeah. Okay, while we wait for your questions for Bahati and Tamara, here's what 3 things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, this season, new OC Housewives Gina and Emily have found that for a woman who once famously said, I start charities, Megan, Shannon is not too charitable with their friendship. Take a look.
I'm happy for Shannon. She seems happy.
I texted her before she went on, and
that was nice.
She didn't text me back.
Gina, it's good for you to go on a trip. It's just hard.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not involved in this.
Shannon, what I'm figuring out is that, she never asked me anything about myself.
It took me a long time.
It shouldn't take this much time to get her to not be an asshole.
I don't know those girls. I don't know either of them. My God, if Emily says to me one more time, are we going to see Fun Shannon tonight? I'm waiting for Fun Emily. I haven't seen that yet. Have you?
It's their first season.
Here's what. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, whose side are you on, Shannon or Emily and Gina? Does Shannon have a hard time warming up to newbies, would you say?
Yes.
And, you know, but if she doesn't want to get involved, is that on her?
Well, I always say with Shannon, she's got a big heart, but she doesn't like people until she likes them.
Right.
So, and I'm the opposite. I love everybody until I hate them.
Right.
So,
okay.
You know.
Looks like you guys are really split down the middle. Emily and Gina by a hair there. Second, when Bahati's not working the runway, she is working the remote control to catch the housewives. So here's what. Bahati, it's time for you to weigh in on the OC drama with...
That's my opinion! Yes!
Okay. Do you agree with Tamara that Shannon has a habit of making things all about her?
Do I agree with Tamron? Yes.
Yes. How did you feel about Kelly calling Emily's husband Shane a little bitch, a twerp, and a dork?
I kind of loved it.
Okay. What's your opinion on Shannon and Kelly's foray into dating? Who has more game?
Kelly, for sure.
Okay. How do you feel about Tamara's claims that Vicky doesn't love Steve and rumors that he's only with Vicky for her money?
I think she likes him, but I agree. It's not as maybe as real as they make it out to see. I don't know.
What's your opinion on all the women inserting themselves into Gina's divorce? Helpful or hurtful?
I think a little bit of both.
Okay. Which new girl fits in better with the group, Emily or Gina?
Gina.
Okay.
Thanks.
Did Vicky break... Did Tamara Fetter that
she
answer?
She knows.
Did Vicky break girl code by setting Kelly's ex-husband up with her friend, or did Kelly overreact?
I think she broke girl code for sure.
Okay, thank you very much. That's your opinion. I love Tamara trying to whisper her answers. Finally, since Tamara's still the self-proclaimed hottest housewife in the OC, and Hottie is literally in Miss Prinsloo's first name, here's what. Yeah. Let's find out how they keep it tight and right with the round of fitness or tisk-tisk. I'm going to present you with a health or fitness trend. Tell me if you're into it or over it, all while I drink tequila. Okay, cryotherapy. This is use of freezing or near freezing temperatures. Do you, either of you, are you into it?
I've done it once.
I've done it once too.
Yeah.
So you didn't go back.
Yeah.
My nipples hurt.
What about spinning?
Hate it.
I love it.
You love it.
Yeah.
Do you have spinning at Cut Fitness?
We do.
Sandy likes spinning too. She's nodding her head. Intermittent fasting.
Agree.
You're into it.
Yeah.
What's that?
Don't need it, honey.
Right, you really don't. Strip aerobics.
What is that?
Strip aerobics. I'm surprised you don't.
Stripping to lose weight, kind of thing?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, if that's your thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The raw food diet.
No.
Okay. Trampoline cardio.
I would pee.
You would pee. Okay. Are you into? Have you ever?
I've done it a few times. I'm into it.
What about the keto diet?
I tried so hard to do the keto and love it, but I just can't wrap my brain around eating cheese and sour cream and butter.
Right.
And
the fatty one.
Yeah.
I worry about.
What about the Whole 30?
Never done it.
Never done it. All right. Thank you very much, guys. Melinda H. said, you've always slayed the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Are you ever going to return to walking it?
Dun, 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 dun. You know what? I actually am. I'm coming back this year. I missed 2 years.
Right.
And
you missed 2 years of this show. You missed 2 years of Victoria's Secret.
I mean, you were pregnant,
right?
You know,
I was pregnant. Yes. So I'm really excited to walk this year.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. When are you doing?
New York.
Is it soon?
It's, I think it's November 8th.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm walking too.
Yeah. You're my plus one.
Yeah. And we have a special guest in the audience. It's singer Tiffany, everybody. Orange County fan, and you have a question for Tamara.
Well, I used to live in Orange County.
Okay.
So, yes, definitely. These are my people.
I know.
You know, I love her spirit work, becoming quick friends tonight.
Nice.
My first time meeting her. So, but you know, it's just self-motivation. We were talking earlier about it. What motivates you? Because you've got such a spirit behind you. I love your feistiness, your fierce.
What motivates you, Tamara?
I think that, life just motivates me.
Really?
Like, my kids motivate me, and I just feel like I just have to keep on going. I've definitely gone through my struggles, and I've learned the hard way, but I think just keep on keeping on.
Yeah. All right. Tiffany, we're excited about your new tour with New Kids on the Block. Congratulations. Let's go to Jacob from Chicago. Hey, Jacob, what's your question?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Andy, my question is actually for Sandy.
Oh.
Happy early birthday. My question is, how much is your love tank getting filled?
Oh, the plumber's laying the pipe.
Let me tell you. This new man in my life is a plumber, and he is equipped.
Wow! Yeah. Now I know where Tamara gets it.
The apple doesn't fall too far. Bahati,
is Maroon 5 playing the Super Bowl or what?
I don't know. I've heard nothing.
You've heard nothing? Why would you know? Chloe I texted that she read that before you met Adam, you guys emailed back and forth for months. How did he get your info, Chloe wants to know, and was your first date awkward after all that emailing?
So he got my information through a mutual friend.
Okay.
Who he was trying to get a girl for a music video. I couldn't do it, but we started emailing, and it was like weeks and weeks, and then finally I went to LA for a job and we met, and it was honestly less awkward. We feel like we knew each other. It was kind of love at first sight, because we had that constant kind of back and forth. So
I kind of felt love at first sight when I saw my first Maroon 5 music video too, but it wasn't real. Yeah. Next week on The Real Housewives of Orange County, everything sunny and warm in Jamaica, except for Tamara, Emily, and Gina's conversation about Shannon. Take a look at this sneak peek.
I did enjoy the dancing. Shannon tried. I don't know if she enjoyed it, but...
She'll warm up. It just takes her a little time.
I understand it takes time, but it's like she will tell us everything about her, but it takes her time to give a shit about us.
Don't you feel like with a friendship, like there needs to be reciprocation?
I don't know. Eddie tells me I'm like an enabler when it comes to her.
What is it with Shannon?
Because I feel sorry for her. I think she's kind of sad.
Yeah.
That's just it.
You've adapted to her instead of like meeting in the middle like a friendship.
She's sour, Shannon.
Oh, God.
Okay, more to come from Jamaica. Let's go to Johnny from Chicago. Hey, Johnny, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I have mad love for Tamara, but my question is for Bahati.
Okay.
I know you're a big Vanderpump Rules fan. Whose engagement do you think will last longer? Lala's? Or Jackson Brittany's?
Ooh, good question.
That's a good question.
That is good.
I would want Jackson Brittany's just because I don't know Lala's boyfriend. That's like her own thing. So I'd vote for Jack and Brittany.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, Jackson
good.
Brittany.
Very, very good. Bahati for Senate. Let's go to Dana from Detroit. Hey, Dana, what's going on in the Big D tonight?
All kinds of stuff.
Wow.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, what's your question?
I want to ask Tamara how Eddie's doing.
Yeah, how is he doing?
He's actually doing amazing.
Really?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he, about 30 days ago, he went and saw Dr. Andre Natale, who is a doctor to royalty, and they went into his left atrial appendage and ablated it, and he has been off heart medication.
Wow.
He might have to have another procedure just to close the appendage, but other than that, he is feeling amazing.
Great. Very good. I love an ablation.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes. Oh, right. No, I don't. I don't love an ablation.
No.
It's game time. I love a game. As one of the most famous models in the world, Bahati has probably had creepy fans follow her into all sorts of weird places.
Yeah.
But since I've got a real can-do attitude, tonight I'm going to try to out-creep them all. It's time for Who's in the Loo with Bahati Prinsloo. Bahati, you will put on these Ramona eyes and go over to the green screen where you will be joined in the can by a variety of famous folks. Tamara, it is your job to give Bahati clues. Come sit here to help her ID them. If you get 7 right in 60 seconds, you are going to win your perfect body. Okay, Tamara, look right there and start giving clues. Go.
What do I have to do? Like,
she's going to give you
the girl the model that threw her cell phone at her assistant.
Naomi Campbell?
Yes. Very good.
Yes. He's on The Voice. He is
Adam.
Yeah. No.
Blake.
Yes.
Blake.
I mean, these people are like pooping on the toilet.
OG of the OC.
Vicky.
Yes.
Oh, Star is Born?
Lady Gaga.
Yes.
There we go. Getting close.
Oh, he loves Trump.
He was on Saturday Night Live last week.
Well, Kanye.
I'm sorry. You are Kanye.
My good friend on the show. Her last name rhymes with Horn.
Yes. Very good. You just see one more.
Who is that? He just got engaged to a bald one. A singer. He's a singer.
Justin Bieber.
Yes. Yeah.
You won. Good job. Bahati, Zach L. wants to know what it was like backstage at the Victoria's Secret fashion show when Ariana Grande got hit in the face with the angel wing. Was that a moment back there?
I think we only saw it after, like, when the show aired live.
Yeah.
We didn't really know. It wasn't something that happened. No drama went down
Gail
backstage.
Gail B. emailed, Tamara, why do you still have Barney as your last name and your Twitter handle?
Because I have to send over my, like, marriage license and everything to Twitter. I just don't have time for
that. Is that true?
Yeah, because I'm verified. So you're verified. Really? Like, Twitter, hello, change my name.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go to Richard from Florida. Quick question, Richard.
Hey, real quick, Andy. Love your show. My question is for Bahati.
Okay.
Bahati, I think you're beautiful, and I want to know what your thoughts are of Denise Richards joining the cast of the Beverly Hills Housewives.
I think you just broke that news to her.
Yeah. You did.
That's, I think she's happy.
Major.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Very good. Oh, okay, good. Carrie S. wants to know how often David and Eddie hang out. David Bajor and Eddie.
Last week, David broke up with Eddie. Yes, there was a Spartan race, and Eddie was going to Lake Tahoe for the Spartan race. And he's like, hey, bud, like, see you there. Right. And David's not happy with the way that I've talked about him and supported Shannon.
Okay.
And Eddie said, dude, it's TV. Like, get over it. Right. And he's like, I don't need friends like that.
Oh, man. Okay.
So they broke
up. On the happier things. It is time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to a rumor that Rosie O'Donnell is allegedly working on a Broadway revival of Funny Girl starring Lady Gaga. Now, this would be an incredible performance. I'm saying would be, because Barbara Streisand will 100% murder Gaga in cold blood before it ever, ever comes close to happening. I joke. Instead of doing a Jack Holden, I wanted to do something a little different, because today, all day, I've been thinking about this. The United Nations issued a pretty terrifying report on climate change, saying that if we all don't drastically, and I mean drastically, change the way we're doing things, by the year 2030, that's only 12 years from now, the effects on our planet and on us will be catastrophic and irreversible. I know it might seem like this is such a huge problem that nothing we could do would make a difference, but there are some things that we all can do starting today that will really make a difference. For, like, we can try ride sharing or using more public transportation or more efficient smart thermostats and even eating around 30% less meat. There's a lot more to the report, and I think everyone should go take a look at it right now. It's our planet, and I think we should keep it intact as long as possible. I like drinking with you guys, okay? Thank Bahati, Tamara, and Sandy for being here. Okay, we are back with Bahati Prinsloo. She's going to be walking the Victoria's Secret show. I'm so excited. Tamara Judge from the Housewives of Orange County and Sandy Baker, the woman who gave us Tamara Judge.
Yeah.
Let's go to Lauren from somewhere. Where are you from, Lauren? St. Louis, my hometown.
I'm from St. Louis, Andy.
Aww.
Hey. I'm waiting for Real Housewives St. Louis to come on.
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, bummer.
I'm sorry.
We have Megan there, though, now.
What's your question?
My question is for Tamara, and we were wondering when was the last time she talked to Fancy Pants Heather DeBrow, and if she's been to her new pad yet.
I talked to her, well, we texted about 4 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and what was the second question?
Have you been to her house?
I have, and it's amazing like she is. It's beautiful beyond.
Yeah.
If you bring her back next year, Andy, we can see it.
Very good. let's go back to the phone. It's Mia from Oklahoma. Mia from Oklahoma City. Hey, Mia, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Bahati. Since you're such a huge fan of Bravo, what is Adam's favorite show?
Do you make Adam Is he a co-viewing by duress partner?
He, to be honest, does not really watch Bravo. But he does like Below Deck. And
that's Bravo.
I made him watch so much Vanderpump Rules when I was pregnant. So okay, he knows good. A lot that, you know, he right. knows what's up.
Yes. Okay, it's Barb from Tennessee. Hey, Barb, what's your question?
Yes, hi. My question is for Tamara.
Okay.
Oh. And I'm just wondering if you think that Vicky is pressuring Steve into the marriage deal, so in case he doesn't want to do it, he would look like the bad guy in the relationship.
Wow, Barb. You are.
Forget Heather. Hire this girl.
You're thinking meta, Barb.
Well, Barb, I don't think Vicky thinks that far in advance.
Okay.
But, I mean, it wouldn't be Vicky if she wasn't pressuring. So
right.
she's pressuring, but why wouldn't she be?
There you go. Let's go to Kelly from Austin. Last call of the night. Hey, Kelly, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Bahati. I just wanted to know who you're wearing and who do you think the best dressed housewife is?
Oh, good question. Best dressed housewife in any city. And I love that dress. Who makes
it? It's vintage Versace.
Love it.
94. best dress, I would say Tamara.
Oh!
For sure.
Okay, besides Tamara.
Besides Tamara.
Any city.
Oh, any city.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
Okay. That's tough.
Kyle.
I think Lisa Vanderpump, maybe.
Nice.
I think so, because she's very...
She is.
You know,
she's very classy.
Yeah. Very classy.
And she has a very specific look that she always stays
and
to.
And she's so
she
committed to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very pink.
I like it.
You're right, yes.
It's very pink.
Yes. I want to thank Bahati and Tamara and Sandy and Tiffany. For more, kick around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.